One of the things that is also constantly clear in the Sichas is how much this all depends on us. Whoever heard the Rebbe speaking, I'm sure remembers that it never ever happened in all the 40 years, the 42 years of Sichas, that when the Rebbe spoke about the Friedrich Rebbe, he would say, Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha, or would say, Nishmose Eden, and so on. In fact, it says in the Sichas that a few times people spoke like that to the Rebbe. They referred to the previous Rebbe and said these words, and the Rebbe got very upset. And the Rebbe was saying, Vos shikter am avek von uns? Why are you sending him away from us? And the Rebbe didn't allow people to speak that way in his presence. What does this mean? It basically means that although we say the Rebbe's presence is with us and the Rebbe is here, but a lot of this depends on us. Just like everything spiritually depends on us. For example, Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter becomes a melech. But the Eibishter becomes a melech if we blow shofar, and if we do the davening, and if we don't do our avodah and we don't acknowledge him as a melech, then he doesn't become a melech. What does that mean? Chas v'shalom, the Eibishter is a melech regardless. But it means, when you learn chassidus, we understand that his kingdom and his malchus is more revealed if we accept it. And if we don't, then it's more hidden. And the same is with all the Yom Tovim. There are amazing things happening spiritually, but they all happen through us and through our avodah. And if we don't do what we're supposed to do, then it doesn't really happen in a revealed way. So the same applies here, and that is that the Rebbe's presence with us depends on our emunah, which means that if a person believes that the Rebbe is with us and the Rebbe is here, this is something, the etzem emunah, that makes it be in a more revealed way. And if a person believes otherwise, or verbally says otherwise, that I don't believe that the Rebbe is here, and he's gone, just like any other tzaddik is gone, by speaking that way, that itself causes that it shouldn't be in the same way. Like there's a sicha from the Rebbe, Tavshin Yud Gimel Pashas Ekev, where the Rebbe says that the Rebbe the Shver is Zeira Guter, he's very good. What does very good mean? That he comes to each person the way the person wants. If the person feels better thinking of the Rebbe that he's somewhere in Rekiah Shvi, he's somewhere all the way up, then the Friedrich Rebbe is all the way up for him because that's what he likes. And if the person wants the Rebbe to be here with him, then for that person the Rebbe is here with him. In other words, the Rebbe's relationship to us is the way we relate to him. There's a letter in Igros Kodesh where someone writes to the Rebbe that he feels very bad because he saw the Rebbe's answer, and from the Rebbe's answer to him, he realized the Rebbe's upset with him and the Rebbe has a kpeda and so on and so forth. The Rebbe writes back, there's no kpeda and I'm not upset with you. The only thing that hurts is why you interpret my letters in a negative way. In fact, it's known, the Rebbe writes, that the answer that comes from here is depends on how you take it. In other words, because the person is taking the Rebbe's answer in a negative way, then chas v'shalom, that itself causes it to come that way. And if you take it in a positive way, that's the way you have it. So we see from this very clearly how the yachas from the Rebbe to us is the way we relate to him. Similarly, we find the same thing here with this inyan. In fact, the Rebbe, there was one of the sikhs, was on Simchas Torah, where the Rebbe said that everybody who goes to the shuls, which are not Lubavitcher shuls, and because it's not Lubavitcher shuls, you won't feel comfortable talking about things that you know as a Lubavitcher chassid. Nevertheless, everybody should go wherever they're going and tell the people, Moshe loy mes, whether they do understand it, whether they don't understand it, you should say it. Aye, the Rebbe says, it says in the Chumash, Lifnei Moshe, it says clearly that Moshe passed away. These words mean Lifnei Moshe, not before he passed away, but before something happened which makes it possible to think that he's not here. So basically, we see from this and many others, just not enough time to go through all the Mara Mekaymus, all the references, but we see this Sicha after Sicha after Sicha, where the Rebbe, practically every Fabrengen, not an opportunity went by where the Rebbe didn't use the opportunity to re-emphasize this once again, that the Rebbe is here and that he's with us, and we have to see it that way, and we have to believe that way, and that itself brings the Rebbe to be in our presence.